is. Happy Friday the 13th, everybody. Hopefully nothing suspicious or superstitious happens to you. Good is superstition.
Okay.
Michael Strahan says bye-bye.
That was today, right?
On Friday the 13th.
Oh, Jesus. Today's the 13th.
Yeah, so I said happy Friday.
Friday. I know. I'm like, wow, yeah.
Today was his last day.
Okay.
They did a little farewell and little giveaways and montages, and Kill Your Butt gave him a photo book, all their memories together. But he's like, hey, you know what? Not like I'm leaving, and I'm not dying. I'm just going to another, like, sister show. And if they call me back and say, we'd like you to come back and co-host, I will do it. So, yeah. So, bye-bye, Michael Strahan. See you in September.
When does he start?
September.
Do you know the date?
No official date, but it's probably the first week of September.
All right.
After four amazing, great seasons, ABC is canceling my favorite show, Nashville. I'm very sad about that. I'm very heartbroken. Every fan is heartbroken. And last episode is May 25th. Hey, Pan is here. I don't know if this is the reasoning. One of the reasons, maybe not the reason, but one of the reasons, but Hayden Panettiere has re-entered into a treatment because she is still suffering from postpartum depression. Don't know if that has anything to do also with the canceling.
I doubt it.
But maybe there's a little smidgen.
I doubt it.
But.
Remember, just to touch on it, a smidgen, as you would say, a smidgen, ABC has a new program director.
Yeah.
The old program director is out.
Yeah.
We had this conversation.
Yeah.
The old program director is out. The new program director's came in. And I think, if I recall, don't quote me, but I think it's a woman. I even think it's a black woman. Again, I could be wrong, but I do know they have a new program director. And the questions were, will Nashville get canceled because the ratings had been slipping, but not to the point where it was drastic and, oh, we don't make money on it. But the old program director loved the show. It was like his baby. It was one of the first things that he, you know, got into, and they made it, and he loved it, and he supported it. So when he left, that was the question. Will it get canceled? Because he was the one that was like, no, I love Nashville. We got to keep Nashville. It's my baby. And so that was the big speculation, and now, yes, everything they said was true. The new director's like, exit, done.
You know, and, well, they're getting rid. They canceled a lot of shows. Mm-hmm. They canceled ABC.
Yeah.
They canceled Castle after 8 seasons. They canceled, like, 3 other shows that they're bringing in new shows. And who knows if it's, you know, it's the old era of ABC, and with all the changes in the new director of...
Yeah, you got it. 100%. That's what you do. I've seen also, I don't know if you have the story in there. You might have the story in there, and then you'll tell me to shush. But
this is the story that I have.
Supergirl got canceled. Remember you said that. You told me that.
That was months ago.
Okay, but it got picked up, and it's going to be on CW.
Because they're like...
So season 2 is going to be on CW.
Yeah. Like, they're, like, comic. They have Arrow. They have Flash. They have whatever other super Legends of... No, not Legends of Tomorrow. That's another network. But, yes. So, Ozzy Osbourne and Sharon Osbourne have reunited since their split. because, you know, she still is boss and she runs everything. And that's what he said. They did a press conference because Ozfest, which is Ozzy, and Knotfest, which is Slipknot, are coming together and making a baby, and it's going to be the craziest thing in the whole entire world.
It's going to be big. It's going to be big.
And she's like, you know, in support of him, and she was saying in the press conference that in the end, what she would like to see is him do a farewell tour with all his original music with Black Sabbath. That's what she would like. And he said that she's still in charge of his career, she's still the boss, and none of that management is going to change.
And, of course, they're old. They're old, they're rockers, and maybe, just maybe, they borrowed a play from the Jay-Z Beyonce handbook of, you know what we'll do, Ozzy? We'll create this story of your affair, because I know you're parking that hairstylist. I know you are, but I don't care. I don't care. So we create these, I mean, here's their story that's a buzz, and it's coinciding with
Ozfest.
Yeah, so now, you know, so because you haven't heard from Ozzy in a while, and that show that Sharon does, it's not like it doesn't get covered like The View.
Right.
Like The View, every day, they you know, Yahoo or somebody, they said this. But in the last few days, the big thing has been clips of Sharon talking about the whole affair thing with Ozzy. So, meaning, not that it's made up, but that it's pushed to the media by them.
Yeah.
So it not that, oh, this doesn't exist, but it exists, and let's talk about it and make it be a big deal.
Yeah.
And we'll get some publicity from it.
Yeah, because everyone now is talking about Ozfest, Knotfest coming together.
And everybody,
and everyone's talking about Sharon Osbourne.
Yeah, and if they got divorced or they broke up, how would that work with their business? And she's not just the wife, but she's the manager, and everybody knows that. She's the one that does everything. She's the one that says, you go here, you go there. She's the one that handles all the money. She does everything. So how does that work? It just kind of puts them back in the light. And again, this isn't anything new, because she even said that Ozzy, she even said that this was different because she went through his emails and found that it was intimate and it wasn't just Ozzy having sex. So it's obvious that they are in a relationship where every so Ozzy might just have sex from some wackadoodle, groupie. And her thing was, well, this is so much more. It was like a relationship.
Well,
and I went through his email.
I wish understanding and spotlight relationships. There's that border where it's like, I know who you are.
But even
I know what you do, but I'm number one and nothing comes.
Yeah, but I even, you know, I again, that's why I think it's all still, I still think it's a blown up work to get publicity, because they describe the woman, she's not a young girl.
Mm-hmm.
So she's someone that's in her 40s. They showed a picture of her. She's not this hot young cat Z.
Okay.
She's this 40-something-year-old hairdresser, and she does Ozzy's hair and Sharon's hair. She works at a salon that they all go to, and she's like a an old rocker chick that's a mark for rock music. Would hang out at the Rainbow. Something like that. So I think, you know, Sam is like, if you want, you can, if she just wants to lick on your bum, fine, go ahead. I'm too busy today. And they just evolved it into what it is to get publicity. That's what I think. That's my two cents.
Good.
Okay, whatever.
Melissa Rivers has settled the lawsuit against Yorkville Endoscopy Center in Manhattan that killed her mother, Joan Rivers. They did not disclose exactly what was settled, but they did settle it.
I knew that was coming.
Finally, after like a year and a half-ish of going through it. All right. So you know how I talk about Azealia Banks? Everyone's throwing her name.
Yep.
Her Twitter has been deactivated. Don't know if it's been deleted. Don't know if it's been suspended. But she... went on a rampage. Like, I like her rampages. Her rampages are fun to read. Like, I know I kind of toss, like, oh, who is this girl? But I actually went on her Twitter one day and I was like, you know, people blow her things out of proportion. She's funny. The NYC persona thing is funny. I get it. But she, this makes me so, because it's a very, iffy subject to talk about even in politics.
Give it to me.
Deal with the Muslims and the fact that Zayn Malik is part of it. So she first said, why are you still in my style? And then all of a sudden went on a rampage and called him. She goes, you're lucky that you're the only, you are the token brown person in One Direction. You're the only packy for a reason. I'm going to start calling you Poonjay or something like that. And then she started saying, you know, your mom was a refugee and you're lucky that you're part of USA and you don't know real music. I make better music than you. Then she called him a faggot. And then she called him a San...
N.
Yes. And I'm like, oh my God. I was literally, I get shady to talk about because that's just like, I never expected... Her, I know she said things about Miley Cyrus and Nicki Minaj and or whoever.
Now, what's the deal? She has. Does she sell music? Like she's a
musician. She's a singer, and she does mixtapes with, you know, the Chris Browns and the Kanye West.
How does she make money though? Because
she does festivals. She does.
But who the hell is putting her on shows after she says
like,
all these stuff?
Well, no. Like now. Everything has been ripped away from her.
Even before this, she would say, like...
I don't think whatever you're calling someone actual, real, legit, racist-style names, it's like, one thing, it's funny whenever you say, Miley Cyrus, you look like a crackhead, and everyone goes, ha, 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 or whoever she was talking about at the time. And it's another thing, whenever you're talking about somebody that is, you know... where it's such a sensitive subject in this day and age to even talk about whether it's a Muslim or whether it's somebody from the Middle East, not necessarily Muslims, not all Middle Easterners are Muslims, but just someone that is from the Middle East or even Muslim, could be from the Middle East, and you're calling them a sand.
Enter.
Yeah. That's not nice.
All right.
Like, I don't even think that's nice.
Okay.
And I heard some very horrible things, and I think that's just, but she's been deactivated, and Rinse FM Born and Bred Festival that's going to be held June 4th, they dropped her. She was supposed to be one of the headliners, and they dropped her. So,
all right, well, that's good.
Who knows what it's going to do with, like, the music side. I'm sure everyone's just going to move on because the music industry is different than what fans or what Twitter trolls or whatever.
All right.
Sorry, Zillia Banks. At least you have Instagram.
That's worth it. All right. I hope it's so good that
I don't know, but are you ready for it?
I'm ready for it. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Thunder has eliminated the Spurs and the
That made you upset, didn't it, last night? You texted me and said, I'm upset. People are crappy. They lost. Everybody's poopy. I'm sorry.
They beat them 113-99 in game six, and they will start playing the Golden State Warriors on Monday.
Are you excited about that, at least?
Go Cavs. I'm going for the Cavs this year. I mean, the Warriors won last year. I like to always go for other teams, because I don't like going for the same team every year. When it comes to basketball. For basketball, I don't really have a team. I just go for whoever's like in the playoffs, and I'll be like, I'm going for this person. I went for the Warriors last year, and I'll go for the Cavs this year. If those two make it. Who knows? You never know. They might, you know, the Warriors might whack out, and all of a sudden, Thunder, Kevin Durant, gets to play at, like, 80 years old. So, yay! Carson Wentz has signed a 4-year deal, 5th-year option with the Eagles worth $26.67 million, including a $17.6 million signing bonus. Does not have offsets. Is now, Marcus Mariota, last year they made a big deal that he had, like, one of the biggest contracts for a rookie. Well, Carson Wentz beat him on that by $2.5 million. He's making $2.5 million more. So congratulations, Carson Wentz. You're part of the team.
Guys, think Mariota. Mariota was more successful in college than Carson Wentz was. I don't even remember Carson Wentz. I know that sounds horrible because we're big sports fans, but Carson Wentz wasn't really – he was on the radar. His team wasn't on the radar. They didn't make the playoffs. They just weren't. It wasn't a team that was on ABC every Saturday. He wasn't on there. It wasn't like Mariota. We watched Mariota. Yeah. We watched him in the playoffs. It's like that's Mariota. We watched him every weekend. Even Jared. California wasn't in the playoffs, but it's Cal. We saw Cal. Yeah, we're California. State, but Cal is a bigger state, bigger school than Wentz. Like you said, was it North Dakota or whatever the hell it was? Whatever the hell it was. It was kind of like when Eli played at Ole Miss. It's like Ole Miss. You know, Peyton was at Tennessee. Tennessee was on the radar. It's not the U. It's not Florida State.
It's not TCU.
Yeah, even Ole Miss wasn't. It wasn't like they were competing for a national championship.
Yeah.
They weren't in the top five. They weren't in the top three. It wasn't somebody that everybody talked about every single week. Mm-hmm. So Mariota, that's why Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
Jameis Winston. He was, they were in the national championship hunt. Those guys were in the Heisman Trophy hunt. They were all in there. Wentz wasn't in there. But,
well, even before he blew a big fart and became a doo-doo head, Johnny Manziel was big in the, everyone was like, and then all of a sudden he came out and everyone was like, no.
But you know what? That's good for Wentz and Goff, because they're the expectations for them aren't as high as they were for Manziel and for Mariota.
I think people kind of learn their lesson of like, let's not hype up too much because you just never know.
Yeah, so they're lucky because it's not like, I mean, when Eli Manning busted on the scene, he's Peyton's little brother. He's got to be people say he's better, coming out, people are like, he's better than Peyton. Can you imagine that? You got that?
I remember he had two championships before his brother did. Everyone was like, Eli's way better. And then all of a sudden the Colts were
I'd still rather have Peyton in his prime than Eli.
Yeah.
I just think Peyton is more consistent than Eli. Eli's great, but I don't think he's as consistent with his greatness as Peyton. Peyton very, I mean, I don't ever remember Peyton being bad, where you just went, oh, my
True.
God.
He never had a dry spell.
Yeah.
It was just like season after season, you just can't do anything. So Dana White is now kind of holding back on the hopes of Ronda Rousey coming back to fight this year. And I remember his whole thing was like, she's going to be back, yes, this year, yes. Now he's like, oh, she wants to come back, she can. Whatever. Because no one works as hard as her besides Conor McGregor. And she's the best. And she needs her rest. And when she's ready, she can call. Before, he was all about, she's going to fight Holly Holm in a rematch. She's going to fight Misha Tate. She's going to do this all within November, December. Now it's like, no. Kind of came to realization, that's not going to happen.
No.
So, sorry, Dana. The little girl is still hurt. But in other UFC news, this weekend, Chris Cyborg Justino will be making her UFC debut in her hometown of Serbia, Brazil, against Leslie Smith.
Oh.
So you get it, girl. She's been part of the MMA for 8 years.
I wouldn't mind watching that. Just I mean. Yeah, I know. I'm just thinking the bar down the street, we could go, but I'd have to see what they would charge. I ain't going to pay a big price for that. But it'd be cool to see that.
The Lieutenant Governor of Texas says we'll not sell out our kids to feds. Well, good. You shouldn't. Oh, never mind. I see what it's about. That looks like a girl.
I know.
That's creepy. That looks like a little girl. It's a boy.
Well, again, that it's.
Is that a boy?
No, it's a boy that. Yeah.
Oh my God, that's him.
And like
I.
They try to. I'm so annoyed with this whole debate, because they're trying to they try to confuse this, or not confuse, they're purposely doing what they're doing, and they're putting that in the same category of cross-dressing, and it's not that going into a woman's bathroom, nobody would bat an eye. Nobody would bat an eye. But when me and you lived in North Hollywood, that one dude that would walk down the street in a dress and the hair, that going into a woman's bathroom, people go, what the F? And that's the distinction. And liberals won't give in to that being the issue. Not that.
They can't, because then people are going to be like, aha.
And instead, you're confusing what technically is a legitimate issue, which is, you know, the whole transsexual. I'm born a guy, but I'm really a girl. I'm gonna get surgery, to just somebody who's being freaky and kinky, and they wanna wear, and so. Liberals show a little girl that you go, that's a girl. And they go, aha, it's really a boy. And it's like, ugh, okay. That's not what we're talking about. You know, that's not what we're talking about. The guy that we see walking on the street with the dirty wig and the grungy dress wandering in a girl's bathroom. That's what we're talking about. But
I have one more story.
Go ahead.
Rob Gronkowski will be on the cover of Madden 2017.
Oh, Jesus. Hope he doesn't get hurt.
No. Not again. Oh, my God. He lost to Odell Beckham Jr. last year, who he says is an amazing player, which, yes, he is. But he also got – didn't he get hurt? He got hurt last year, didn't he? Or no. Odell Beckham Jr.? Giants? blonde hair at the top?
Odell Beckham Jr.
Did he get hurt or no? I don't remember.
I don't remember, but Sean Alexander, when he was on the cover, got hurt.
I think one of them that he got hurt is Richard Sherman.
There was like three or four players that wound up on the cover that wound up getting hurt. And okay, that was like, that's the Madden cover curse.
Now, Robert was the first tight end to be on the cover, and is the first Patriots player to be selected, which kind of came surprise to me because I was like, oh, how come they didn't put Tom Brady after his fourth Super Bowl win?
I'm on to do this.
Oh, you
want to
pose?
Yeah, hold on. That's great. Great. Nice. Nice. Cat scratch.